All right. Hi, Carla. How are you?
Hello, I'm fine.
How was your lunch?
Oh, very good.
Can you please, that doesn't sound right, does it? Today is Wednesday, December 14th, 2011. It's 2 p.m. City Council will come back from recess. Carla, can you please call the roll?
Leonard?
Here.
Fritz?
Here.
Fish? Saltzman? Adams?
Here, a quorum is present. We shall proceed beginning with a time certain at 2 p.m. It is a report. Can you please read the title for item number 1374?
Progress report on the 2011 Charter Commission.
Commissioner Dan Saltzman.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Mayor. And it's my pleasure to introduce the Charter Commission co-chair, Mark White, and anybody else from the Charter Commission who may wish to give us an update, but I think Mark's leading the efforts here.
Good afternoon. My name is Mark White. I'm co-chair of the city's Charter Commission. I have to apologize because I left my glasses in my bag, so I'm going to have to struggle
to
a little
borrow.
Bit.
Yeah,
I actually was going to borrow Joanne's, but they're pink and have rhinestones. and I didn't
you
think
can't
that,
rock them?
No, I didn't think the camera would pick it up very well, so.
Okay. Very practical.
But I think we're going to make this really quick because there's been some changes, and I had originally intended to give it an update and then have the new co-chair and their whoever was to take my place to finish off in 6 months, but that's not going to be the case. So I'm going to just go ahead and review this very quickly. Everyone should have a copy of it already. It basically reads about our first meeting was January 21st of 2011, and that some of the activities that we've done, we've developed protocols, we have an internet page, we've done some recommendations already on the selection of future charter commissioners. We conducted an orientation for the second round of commissioners who were appointed, and then also we've started a binder for commissioners with materials that has all the minutes from each of the committees as well as the general meeting and other information that's important to commissioners as they move forward and try to work on things. We've also created 9 different subcommittees. Those are all listed there. Steering committee and a couple of different issue-specific committees, instant runoff voting, Ombudsman's Office, Human Rights Commission, Independent Utility Commission. We also conducted 3 public forums. The first 2 were issue-specific, at least as a lead. So the primary issue on the first one was the Independent Utility Commission, and folks were able to talk about anything that they wanted to in addition to that. The focus on the second one was the Human Rights Commission, and again, folks were allowed to speak, of course, about anything that they wanted to. And the last one was general, and folks could have talked about anything. Those public forums were actually, the first one wasn't very well attended, but the second and third I thought were pretty well attended. And I think it's important to note that they were televised, and I recall one day going across the street to a tire shop that's right across the street from my house, and looking not very much like myself, and had someone come up to me and say, "Hey, I saw you talking about the Charter Commission on television." So I know that people are watching it. Mm-hmm. If they can recognize me the way I looked that day, then yeah. So, and then also we've held public hearings on 9 different housekeeping measures, and those are listed there. As far as the future, right at this point, we have a vote planned on housekeeping issues, and that is planned for December 21st. And then 2 public hearings are planned for January 2012. The primary focus of that is going to be the Independent Utility Commission. And
that was January 23rd, did you say?
No. There's no dates set yet for the public hearings. The December 21st is the date for the vote on the housekeeping, but the public hearings for Independent Utility Commission have not been determined yet. And those will be
in... They will be in January.
Correct, and they'll be in accordance with the requirements that council... put forth in the prescribed public process. So one of them will be on the weekend between, I believe it's 9 and 4, and another will be a weekday after 6 p.m. and they will be in two different locations, and we will attempt to televise both of them. I know that we have money to televise the one here in City Council Chambers because the fee is much less because of the setup. I've already talked to Portland Community Media, and the only other locations where this same setup is available is just across the river at Multnomah County and at Metro, and that's, I don't think that's geographically distant enough for it to be to kind of fulfill the intent. So we'll have to look at something else and work with Portland Community Media to try and figure out a way to do it as cost efficiently as possible.
We do these things all the time, and we'll make it happen.
Okay. Well, our budget is limited, so we need to work within
that. We'll make up the difference.
And you might check with ONI because we televise the Spirit of Portland Awards at the East Portland Community Center. That's already been set up.
Are you talking about the same facility that the Spirit of Portland Awards were at this last year? Because that's a pretty big room for what we're trying to accomplish, I think.
We'll make up the difference so that it can be further east.
Okay.
It'll come out of Commissioner Saltzman's personal budget.
Okay. Thanks, Dan.
Okay. You're welcome.
Did you have more to add?
No. Okay. I can answer any questions if anyone has any.
Anybody have any questions? Is anyone signed up to testify?
Yes, we have two people signed up, Dan Handelman and Seth Johnson.
Thank
Please
you, Mark.
Come on up.
Thanks for your service as co-chair. Really appreciate it. Hi.
Good afternoon, Mayor Adams and Commissioners. I'm Dan Handelman with Portland Cop Watch. And I actually attended the Charter Commission meeting back on March 28th and gave public testimony. What I suggested then was that the Commission consider creating a protected place in the Charter for three entities whose decisions regarding city policies and employee behavior might cause a conflict of interest with the city, particularly with the city attorney's office, seeking to shield its client from liability. You've heard this discussion in other auspices before, but this is what I brought to the Charter Commission. Three bodies are the Independent Police Review Division, but not with the details of its current form, the Office of the Ombudsman, and the Human Rights Commission. I later submitted this idea via the Charter Commission's website. For a long time, mine was the only comment on there, including proposing adding the Human Rights Commission as a charter amendment. At the time, I also submitted, which I've submitted to you here, a list of ongoing issues for council consideration from the 2000 Charter Commission report, which lists both the Ombudsman and the IPR in that discussion that they had in 2007. And the Human Rights Commission wasn't created until 2008. That's why we weren't talking about it back then. And then also a proposed charter amendment that Auditor Gary Blackmer and Michael Mills put forward a few years ago, but it was rejected because Commissioner Saltzman rightfully said that there are too many, any changes should be made by the Charter Commission in a larger context instead of doing it one little piece at a time. There were too many restrictions in their specific ombudsman's proposal for my taste, but I'm just submitting this for historical context. I also testified at the Human Rights Commission that included in any charter amendment for these agencies, there should be independence, including independent legal counsel, a chain of command to all of City Council, or some other means to prevent politicizing the offices and or allowing one elected official the ability to hire and fire staff or control the agenda of these bodies, and funding. Similar to my concerns about the 2008 Ombudsman proposal, it's important not to put too many restraints on any of these three bodies in the Charter, but the Charter could be used to fully empower them if that's the direction the Commission thought the public would support. For instance, giving the IPR powers to call officers to testify without them needing the police bureau to do so on their behalf, and allowing HRC not only to have input on their director, to be involved in hiring, firing, and other staffing decisions. And of course, that ability to have input on the director kind of got taken away with the equity office being put in place. I understand the Charter Commission is now considering police accountability issues and that they're going to be a meeting sometime in January, and I look forward to people showing up at that. I think it's going to be on January 9th. And putting in support for having police oversight part of the charter. I think it's unfortunate that there are always these threats of taking away people from their staff and changes to the ordinance that are willy-nilly, and it would be good if it was embedded in the charter so that we know that there are always going to be some kind of police oversight system here.
Thank you, sir. All right, unless there's additional, if someone else has signed up, then this is a report, requires no action from council. And we have a 2:45 time certain. So that gets us, we'll go to the regular agenda. But the regular agenda is, so what's the, are the folks here that need to be here for the 2:45 time certain? They are. Roland, this is a presentation to council. It's a 2:45 time certain. Does that mean we have to absolutely wait for 2:45, or can we suspend the rules to hear it sooner?
You can hear it sooner.
Okay. All right. Well, then we have a break. We will see you back here in 30 minutes.
Other regular agenda? The IPR stuff?
It's all the IPR stuff.
We can't do that now?
We'll have to stop in the middle. So we will, we're recessed for 30 minutes. That went faster than we thought. Because we have it down for 45 minutes. So you were very efficient.